Wouldn't be much of a market show if we didn't start with how the markets have performed throughout the day. As usual, on a Wednesday, we're joined on the line by Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro to reflect on the market movements throughout the day. Good evening, Uncle David. Lovely to speak to you as always. I don't know what's happening in the markets. Everything just doesn't make sense. Are you seeing anything?
No, absolutely not. Jimmy, on Friday evening, kind of went to bed. New York markets or the S&P was up close to all-time highs. Everything was looking rosy. Outlook positive on the back that on the back of rates that would be reduced and so on. And then you wake up, they come back after a long weekend, and all hell breaks loose. And you say, "What's happened?" You know, you go, "What happened?" You know, I read all over the weekend. I always read the FT and I read the Wall Street Journal and go through everything. I picked up absolutely nothing of concern. You know, it was almost as though they made up a lot of stories, but there you are. And I don't know how long this is going to last. I don't know what's driving it, whether there are issues that we don't really know. And there's some very strange people with computers doing a lot of damage to markets and upsetting us tremendously. So,
Uncle David, I saw that the Nikkei was down 4.5% and we didn't really see any movement happen yesterday. But to your point around what's happening in the markets, I saw something that could potentially be the only logical explanation, is that people are getting out of positions and deciding to sit on the sidelines. So they're doing exactly what Warren Buffett did and selling out of positions and saying, we want to wait for interest rate cuts to actually happen and for September to be done before we get back in the markets. Yeah. Is that a plausible thing to be considering at this point?
I don't know. Why would one want to do that? You know, there's nothing. Why I say that, there's nothing in the valuations or there's nothing in many of the stocks that we follow that are really concerning. I'm not a believer that the tech industry is grossly overvalued and that AI is nothing more than a fad and is not going to deliver. You know, it doesn't come through from the people in the industry. If you talk to analysts who look at that, you know, who look very closely, most of them are incredibly positive. Companies themselves are positive what can happen. It's too early to say no. You know, it's too early to say that this is not going to happen. We don't know. So I think there's an enormous amount of trading around this. You know, there's so many. Today, markets are made up largely of professional traders. They call themselves hedge funds, but I mean, that's nothing more than a nice name for trading funds. People who take big bets, some are calculated, they might have computer programs that give kind of hints. But there's not you and me, you know, just go and buy 100 shares here and there and say we're going to put it in our portfolios and we're going to wait for the long term. So I think a lot of movement in cash and positioning is settling market. At the end of the day, it'll all sort itself out. You know, it'll all eventually, the earnings do make sense, you know, and will determine where share prices settle.
What do we do in the meantime? What do we do while the market is going through these erratic periods of volatility as average investors that don't really, as you say, that don't really have enough to move the needle? Do we sit on the sidelines?
No, you take advantage of some of the prices that they're not. You know, Jimmy, I like Nvidia, but I'm not obsessive about stocks, and I don't get too emotional. But this morning, off fallen, I went on to about 50, 60 different analysts who cover the stock. And, you know, names among them, a lot of names I don't know, but it's widely followed. And I looked for fear. I said, is there anything there that they're saying? And there wasn't one sell amongst all of those. One or two people, you know, one or two analysts who had a hold. But by and large, the view was very positive, you know, with the target price of about 148, you know, from where it is now, down 100. That's a nice return. So, you know, looking at it, I'm saying, okay, so why is the market marking it down if this is what analysts are telling their clients? So I can't reconcile that. And I think, applying the same thing to shares like ASML, to all the big tech companies, there's very little negative news amongst the, you know, amongst analysts. So, you know, that's what puzzles me. if that makes sense. I'm saying I would take advantage of some of these stocks now at these very low levels.
Would that include PGM stocks? Because the likes of Northam and Implats have those have not been having a good time.
No, that's funny enough. I had to write for the FM. I was asked to say you're positive and you're negative. And the one positive I had was ASML, and on the negative side, that worried me. And that's because Neil Froneman, I think, when Sibanye's results came out, he gave a very dreary outlook for palladium, you know, which is a bit scary. Doesn't see any major increase in the next couple of years. And I think the reason is, of course, that people are switching to platinum for catalysts. And the other point is that the demand is starting, you know, it's falling because people are switching to electric vehicles. So I don't think downsides much. That's why I think we're at the kind of in bottom area. But it does curtail the upside. But still, you know, you can take, I think if you are going to take a bit, if you really want to make big money and you're prepared to wait, I think probably that is the segment of the market that offers that. But that's Hollywood bets, you know. That's what, you know what I mean?
That's a Hollywood's bets move, but it does require some patience. Michael David, before I let you go, your thoughts on the Rand at the moment, still hovering below that 18 Rand level. We saw a big push towards 1750. We didn't really get there or hold below there. How are we feeling about it? Are we waiting for rate cuts?
We are. You know, we wait. I think when America cuts rates, probably the Rand will be a bit of a kicker, but then as we reduce rates and other countries reduce rate, I think it's going to kind of stabilize. So we're probably close to the best levels we're going to see.
That's David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth on the market movements today, the things to stay away from and the things to get into.